Tennessee universities have been sending out emails to thousands of students with a somewhat incredible subject line. It says, "You may have earned an associate degree already." This is part of a program the state rolled out last year called Reverse Transfer. It lets students combine credits from community college and a four-year university to get that extra degree on their way to a bachelor's. WPLN's Emily Siner reports on why some students are skeptical.
When Lindsay Knight got this email about reverse transfer last year, her first thought was, this isn't real.
I didn't actually believe it. I was like, why would they give me an associate's degree?
Knight is a senior at Tennessee Tech. She transferred 2 years ago from Vol State, but she never bothered to get an associate. She had her eye on the bigger prize, the bachelor's. But here was an email telling her that she might have enough credits to get that first degree and she wouldn't have to pay a dime.
When you're in college, that either makes you really excited or very, suspicious of it.
And this is the problem at schools across the state. You might think students would be clamoring to see if they qualify for a free degree, but only about 1 in 5 students who get this email actually take the next step of opting into the program. Here's Melissa Irvin, an assistant vice president in Tennessee Tech's enrollment office.
What we've found is, particularly if it appears that there's not any individual specific information in the email, they're going to think that it's a scam.
So now Tennessee Tech is asking advisors to tell students first, be on the lookout for this generic email. It is not spam. The state has also been putting ads in all of the student newspapers. Governor Haslam made a promotional video. At one point, you could get a free Redbox rental if you opted in. And all of this effort is going toward giving students a degree that will be mostly irrelevant once they get a bachelor's. So why put all the effort in? Gloria Gammel, who oversees the reverse transfer program statewide, gives 2 reasons. One, if a student does have to drop out before graduating from a university,
they are going to be so much better positioned if they have that associate degree entering the job market.
And two, research shows that students are more likely to get a bachelor's if they already have an associate.
For some students, it's a real motivator, a validating event that, yes, I am college material. I can do this.
Which is what happened to Lindsay Knight at Tennessee Tech. She says before she got that email about reverse transfer, she'd been losing steam in college. But then,
I just remember when I got my associate's degree and I was holding it, I was like, wow, this is real.
She realized if she can get one degree, she can get another. She'll be finishing her bachelor's this fall and applying for grad school. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emily Siner.